Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. In mansions of glory and endless delight. John 14:2. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Jesus is indeed preparing a place for us, a place of endless delight. We often get caught up on the many-roomed mansions, but simply being in His presence eternally will create a rest unlike we can even fathom now. Take a moment and imagine what endless delight feels like. I'll ever adore Thee in heaven so bright. Revelation 21:23. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. He will be our light, and we will adore Him forever. Does that mean that all that we will do is sing praises? I don't think so. We will have the light of His presence to praise Him, but it will also give us the illumination and inspiration to engage in every pursuit with an undivided purpose, to adore Him. Think about that. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. As I ever adore Jesus, no doubt some of that will be singing His praise. No doubt some of our songs will be thanksgiving for placing a crown of righteousness on our brows. And that is only part of the award He has in store for us on that day. Give Him praise. If ever I loved Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. We have not seen Him, yet we love Him. Imagine how our love will expand when we finally lay our eyes on Jesus. We will have loved Him in many different moments for many different reasons, but surely we will love Him in those moments with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Commit to do so now. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what He's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore Thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow, if ever I loved Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.